Hey, this is Mitch Gallagher from Sweetwater. September is Guitar Month here at Sweetwater, and all month long we have exclusives, limited time offers, 48-month interest-free financing, price drops, instant rebates, giveaways, and so much more. Check it all out at sweetwater.com or call 800-222-4700.
Hey everybody, it's Jason Shadrick here with PremierGuitar.com, and we are on stage at Wrigley Field with Dave Kilminster, one of the guitar players with Roger Waters, and we're probably just getting ready for sound check, but he's going to take us some time to walk us through the guitars and effects and amps that you've been using for on this nearly two-year-long tour, right?
Yes.
All right, Dave, so let's start over here with your guitars, and let's start with this first one on the left here.
This is my baby, made for me especially by John Sir. And what can I tell you about it? It's a Swamp Ash body, maple neck. At the moment I've got a rather sick Duncan custom. Not just a custom, it's a custom. Yes.
Twice the custom.
And these are the special Sir Fletcher Lando single coil pickups. No idea what that is. They don't do them anymore. I tried to get some spares for them recently, and they said, no, we've changed that. We got new ones. The same thing with the tuners as well. They don't do these anymore. So at some point, this old lady's going to get a bit of a refit. I'm going to update the tuners, update the tremolo, and maybe get a pickup without the tape.
Maybe a custom?
I don't know if we go that far.
All right.
No, but the problem is, I noticed the other day that the top was kind of vibrating slightly. It was kind of feeding back, and if I just held it there, but obviously that affects the guitar playing technique to hold it there all the time. So
how much of the show, on average, do you use this guitar?
I use this on all the electric parts, yeah. I have a spare, which is the Woodburn one there. This is something that I did. I got very bored one day and attacked it with what looks like a soldering iron. It's actually called a pyrography kit. You can get the whole kit. And I was going to do some kind of design on it, and then I thought, well, actually, the grain, this is another Swamp Ash body, the grain is just so nice that I just ended up colouring in the grain. And this is my spare number one guitar, and because Rose has never actually gone wrong, I've never actually had to use this, so.
Knock on Swamp Ash?
Sorry?
Knock on Swamp Ash?
Yes, exactly, yeah, I'm touching wood as I'm speaking, I'm trying not to think about the ramifications of what I just said, because it's bound to go wrong now. This is a guitar I use mainly on the front stage, where it all goes very Nazi looking. Roger requested that we had black guitars on the front stage, so I use this guitar. It's another Sir. These are all kind of Sir pickups. Again, I have no idea what the pickups are, but they sound awesome.
And what gauge strings do you use on these guitars?
Well, this one's actually heavier because it's detuned. It's kind of like drop D, but down a tone.
Okay.
So that's a C, that's something else. Mm-hmm. A G, C, et cetera, et cetera, F. So we use this. We play Run Like Hell, a tone lower than on the record.
Oh, okay.
But the thing about Run Like Hell, it sounds really good with the open string, so I decided to just get a special guitar for that, and then just learn how to play all the other tunes that we play on the front stage with this. Yeah, so, you know, we play In the Flesh on the front stage in E, and I'm just playing it, you know, as if I'm playing in F sharp. So kind of makes it more interesting because I play it in E on the main stage anyway at some point.
Are there other tunes where they vary from the studio versions that everybody knows?
I think Empty Spaces is also a tone lower. I think that's in D as opposed to E. Pretty much everything else is as the record there. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Roger likes to treat the record as if it's a classical composition, so you don't mess with it.
Right.
All right, Dave, so tell us a little bit about this Washburn you have here.
I have absolutely no idea. If you have a postage stamp, I can write everything I know on the back of it about this guitar. All I know is it's in a very special tuning, which David used for a tune called Hey You, which is kind of, it's almost like the other set of strings on a 12 string. So you've got the same E and B.
I'll take it. Thanks.
You've got the same E and B. And then these three are still G, D, and A, but they're an octave higher.
Okay.
And then that bottom E is actually two octaves higher than a normal E.
Right.
So it means you get... It's just real simple chords, but it just sounds really... It's almost like Nashville tuning, but with this one is two octaves higher than, as opposed to one octave higher.
And you just use this on the one song, right?
Yes. And it's a little bit. It looks a little bit girly at the moment. It looks kind of high, but that's because when I'm playing this tune, Hey You, behind the wall, what no one else can see is I've got Rose on behind my back. And then for when Snowy does his solo, I hand this over to Tim really quickly. Swing the guitar over. It looks really cool, actually. It's a shame you can't see it. Play the heavy rhythm part, and then when he's finished, swing that back round. Tim hands me the guitar, and I come back in perfectly in time, sometimes.
Hi, this is Mitch Gallagher from Sweetwater. September is the best month of the year for guitar players because we're celebrating guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories all month long with Guitar Month. We've got exclusives from Marshall, Walrus Audio, Gretsch, and the incredible Fender Custom Shop GT11 Strats and Tellys. Limited time offers, 48-month interest-free financing on many brands, price drops, instant rebates, giveaways, and so much more. You definitely don't want to miss Guitar Month at Sweetwater. Follow us on social media, visit sweetwater.com, or call 800-222-4700.
And what pickup is that you have in there?
I have no idea. It looks like
it's
a P90, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if that was a...
Is that a stock one?
It's
Washburn's
version of a
P90. It is Washburn's version of a P90, yes. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. So all the classical guitar parts, of which there's quite a few on the record, are done with this guitar.
So are there certain tunes you that feature this guitar?
There are. Yep, there's the... is there anybody out there? Which is in the second set, and it's we actually play it. G and I play it. They take out a couple of bricks over there, and there's like a little window, and then we just kind of sit there and do this. That's the main one. For all that stuff in Goodbye Blue Sky, that one's called. There's also some stuff in Vera, some kind of bits underneath. I'm always very conscious of playing that in Vera because you haven't seen the show yet, but when you see the show, there's a few bits that kind of make you cry, being serious now. And the bit in Vera with this little girl when her father, who's just come back from the war, kind of comes into the classroom. She hasn't seen him for a year. She's not expecting to see him. And all the different emotions on that girl's face, they just rip your heart out. And at that point, I'm playing... So I'm playing all that stuff, all the really easy stuff, but I'm going, this is so sad. Well, it's not sad, he's really happy, but yeah. So I think that's all. I think that's the three classical guitars. Yes. Oh, I play banjo as well, but is it worth showing off the banjo, do you think? No, probably not, actually. It's a bit embarrassing. I play the banjo in the last number, but it's when I say play the banjo, I don't really...
Is it a six-string banjo or like a five-string?
It's a five-string banjo. It's a proper banjo tuning. Yeah, I don't mess around. So I play this on the last number. One of the really cool things about working with Roger is you never know what he's going to throw at you. And so we're rehearsing in the Hamptons 2 years ago. We get to the last number in the set, which is what is it called? Outside the Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a little folk type thing. And everyone's got these kind of acoustic guitars, and I said to Roger, I said, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to just sit out on this one? And he said, no, you can play banjo. And I said, can I? I don't know, I've never tried before. So sure enough, the next day, banjo arrives, and I kind of figure out where... Where? Yes, it's I need the claws. Mm-hmm. That's next. I think when I'm going to take this home after the tour, and I'm going to learn how to play it properly. Yeah.
You can work on that bluegrass album.
Exactly. It's not in tune, Tim.
All right. Now that we've looked at all your guitars and banjo, let's walk through your pedal setup here, which is you have two pedal boards. Let's talk about this big one first.
This big one is the one I use for my electric guitar. And I was on a gear site recently, and people were just saying, I don't believe you've got, you know, this really basic setup. And it just sounds incredible. And I said, well, you know, it's just, I mean, two of these pedals I don't even use. That red...
power supply?
Yes. It says power supply on it, but it's actually what it does. If I have any problems with the delay, with the eventide delay, then there's a backup.
So next to your main pedal board, you have a smaller pedal board with just a few pedals on it. Tell me a little about what's on this board and how you use it.
Okay, this board is just for the Washburn, the high guitar, which is the guitar I use at Hay on Hayu. Very unusual tuning, as I mentioned before, but on the original, it sounds like it's going through Leslie and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just using the Boss Rotary Ensemble to kind of replicate that sound. And there's obviously the tuner, and the only other switch on there is an AB switch, which actually belongs to my main guitar. It's to switch from wireless to go to the hardwire guitar. It's just in case there's ever any problems, which again there hasn't been so far.
Tell me a little bit, Dave, about what amps you're using on this tour.
I am using these amazing Italian amps called Brunetti. The particular models I'm using at the moment are the Mercury 50 watt amps. Oh my God, are they 50 watt? I think they're 50 watt.
And you have a switch on the back that changes the wattage, right?
Yes, because Marco Brunetti, he makes these amps so incredibly well. They're actually very, very efficient and much louder than any other 50 watt that you would ever find. So I just asked him if he could do a little power switch on the back just to take it down to 20 watts, and even at 20 watts they're still ridiculously loud. So both amps are set up at 20 watts at the moment.
And how do you adjust the EQ settings on these amps?
There's just EQ things on the front of the amp. I don't really touch them once they're set up. Everything's fairly flat, and I use two for the stereo. I have the In the effects loop, I have two returns. So one goes to the main amp, and the other goes to the second amp. So that all the chorusing and all the delays, they're all in stereo.
This is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com.